Christians.
Okay, so this is episode 4
of Caffeinated Christians.
And this week, we're talking about studying the Bible. And we're kind of setting up the stage for the next few weeks. And we're planning on going in depth on the sections of the Bible, the Old and the New Testament. The kind of deep information that a lot of times churches don't go through. And so we kind of wanted to set up the stage this week as to why it's important to study the Bible before kind of diving into the next few weeks where we talk a lot about really just really deep information, things like that. And so we're going to talk about studying the Bible, how Holly and I study the Bible, and just introduce the next few weeks. So this will be a shorter podcast for sure, but we're excited for the next few weeks of information that we get to research and then share with you guys. So, why do we study the Bible? The Bible is God's story. It's His story. It's how He created the world. And it's told through His eyes. Right? So we're reading a book right now. It's called The Blue Parakeet by Scott McKnight. It's a crazy book about kind of the controversial topics in the Bible that we tend to ignore or try to put in a cage. And it's very interesting. Do you think it's interesting, Holly?
I love it.
It's so good.
I feel like I've learned so many things, but also I feel like I have so many more questions now.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
So we're kind of in the beginning of the book still, and basically Scott McKnight, the author, is presenting the Bible as God's story, and that the Bible is not necessarily a book of facts or a book of laws or a book of whatever. It's a story. It's supposed to be read as a story from Genesis to Revelation. It all is connected together by the love and grace of God. And so, in order for us to get to know God, other than spending time with Him and having an intimate relationship with Him, we also need to know the history of God almost, and what He has done, and how our religion has been shaped, and how it has started, and honestly answers the questions of why we believe what we believe. And why we're called to do X, Y, and Z. It all comes and stems from the Bible. Why is it important to memorize scripture? Would you like to take this one on?
Yeah, I'm really bad at this, but I'll talk about it anyways. I'm really bad at memorizing scripture, but it is really important to memorize scripture because... It's important to memorize scripture because you need it for, like, many different things. One of those things being, like, evangelism. If you're going to go out and talk about God, you need to know what God says. So if you don't have... If you're not reading your Bible, then you... you're not going to know any of the answers. Second, it's important to memorize scripture because if you are having some type of mental breakdown, sometimes it's nice to be able to just tell the Bible to your head. If you don't have a Bible in front of you, it's helpful to know it. Third, it's important because, what's that thing you say? If you don't know something about hearing God's voice.
Yeah. Basically, if we aren't constantly surrounding ourselves with God's voice in the way He talks and the way He talks to us, then we're not going to recognize it. Kind of yes. Like you won't recognize your own father's voice unless you listen to it and you're constantly surrounded by it and stuff.
Right. So if you are memorizing what the Lord is saying, then you're going to be better at hearing the Lord's voice in other situations in your life too.
Well, also... Jesus, one of my favorite, I think it was Tim Keller that described Jesus in this way, is that Jesus bled scripture. Jesus was constantly quoting scripture in parables when He was talking with the Pharisees, when He was talking to His disciples, when He was talking to Satan. The way He combated Satan and the temptations, that's like literally like right after He gets baptized, Jesus is led into the wilderness to be tempted. The way He combats with the devil and fights against the devil is by using scripture. And if we're supposed to mimic Jesus and in every aspect and in everything He did and still does, we are also called to memorize scripture. Where's my Bible? One of my favorite verses in the Old Testament that talks about it is in Psalm 1. And it says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night. What's funny is that the word meditate in Hebrew is the word haggah, And that's kind of like a coo or a growl, also meaning to devour. And so it's not necessarily like sitting there like, like on your scripture. It's like eating it. Kind of like I listened to a sermon by Brad Gray that talked about how when a lion is eating like meat and it is enjoying it, it's like cooing, it's hagaing. It's like making a delightful like purring noise because it's enjoying what it's eating. And we're supposed to have a similar posture when we read the scriptures. We're supposed to devour it and kind of like consume it to where it becomes our, or like how we sustain and how we have energy in our lives is through scripture.
I just was remembering that verse in Psalm 119 where David, says, with all my heart I have sought you, do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. And he, like, says it actually a lot in Psalms, yeah. I think. And he's so right, like, in another translation, I don't know which one it is, but he says, that I have hidden your word in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that translation, I think, the best. Because I don't know. I just think there's something so special about memorizing scripture. And sometimes you don't even know that you have scripture memorized until later. Like, just now. Like, I knew where that was, but I didn't actually know that I knew that. Like, which is also the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you're reading the Bible a lot, like, you, there are scriptures that you have in your heart, like what David was saying, that will just randomly pop up in your mind. And so that's also interesting.
Yeah. And the main scripture that we use for this and that I use for PYJO is the Ephesians 6 verse that talks about putting on the armor of God. And the Bible is used to, is described as the sword. Like, the Bible is the weapon that we use to combat the enemy. The enemies that we have in our world is used with scripture. And if we don't know the scripture and we don't take the time to study the scripture, then we don't know God and we don't know what we're fighting for and we don't have anything to fight with. And so this is incredibly, incredibly important for us to know and meditate on. I've been reading a lot on, like, social media and so that about how lucky we are. Where we live is in America. We have freedom of religion, and although Christians are still persecuted here compared to a lot of areas of the world, and even, like, the first 1500 years of Christianity, people did not have access to the Bible, and people in this day and age do not have access to the Bible. And the way that we treat the Bible in our culture versus the sacredness of it in reality is incredibly interesting to me. And incredibly sad that there are people dying for this book while there are hundreds of thousands of other people that turn a blind eye to it. Something that Holly and I have talked about a lot, is that Holly and I will kind of sit there and talk about, like, the Old Testament and Bible times, and we'll be like, oh, like, why doesn't God talk to us, like, in the same way that he talked to, like, Abraham or Moses or David, or, like, send fire down for Elijah? Like, why doesn't he do that kind of stuff in our day and age?
I want to see fire.
I know. Wouldn't that be so cool?
That'd be so cool, but also kind of terrifying.
But what's interesting is that people like Moses and Elijah and David, they did not have the Bible. The apostles, and they were evangelizing and they were talking about Jesus and they were performing all these miracles and prophesying and whatever. They didn't have the Bible. They did not have the New Testament. And so although God doesn't interact with us the same way he did with the people in the Bible times, but they also didn't have the Bible in which God interacts with us now.
But we're, like, so privileged, though.
Exactly.
I feel like that's what people take. We take the Bible, like, for granted all the time because, like, what you were saying, like, the Israelites and the prophets and all of them, like, they didn't have this.
Mm-mm.
But we do. But yet we still mess up just as bad as the Israelites, mm-hmm. which is kind of sad because we know, like, we have so much more of the truth revealed to us than they did.
Oh, yeah.
And so.
That's so true.
And yet we still are like them. Sometimes worse.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that was good.
So, Bible is important. It says it in the Bible. It talks about itself saying, hey, but I'm important. Yeah. But also.
Plus, Jesus is also the word. John says that.
Exactly.
So if you don't know the word, then you don't know Jesus.
Mm. So, Bible's important. So, how do Holly and I study the Bible? So, the way Holly and I have studied the Bible has changed a lot over the years. And I think it's still changing.
Yeah.
We'll just find a new way to dig deeper.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. So, I think something that I struggled with was comprehension and comprehending what I was reading and understanding what I was reading, but I really didn't have a lot of resources that explained to me, this is what this verse means, and this is what this verse means. And so, my first recommendation, this is kind of like the, this is what works for us, and here are some ways that we've done it that has really helped. My first big thing that really helped me understand is investing in a study Bible. Holly just bought one. Another one, because hers is in Africa.
I love it.
How much was yours?
$26.
$26 on Amazon. It's the ESV Study Bible. And it's jam-packed with maps, context, commentary, introduction, blah, blah, blah. My study Bible that is destroyed, because I've used it way too much.
I have that too.
Is also the NIV Jewish Commentary Study Bible. And this is a little bit more like my speed, and it's like, I want to say 40 to 50 bucks. So it's a little bit more of a price. Mm-mm. Yeah. I looked it up not too long ago. It's like $44 or something.
Oh, because I have one of those too. I don't remember it being that much.
So, you're good. I suggest investing in a study Bible to help you while you're reading scripture to have that commentary before the book or below for verses. I feel like that's just really important. If that, like, do you agree to this? That how it really helped you and stuff?
I agree, because the other thing, and this kind of goes into how we study the Bible, is, so my Bible, and I know Emma's is like that also, mm-hmm. is if you go to any chapter, so I opened up to Ezekiel 37, which is ironic.
That's funny. Holy crap. That's
talking
so
about weird. This. Anyway, so, Ezekiel 37 is about the Valley of the Dry Bones, which is a super confusing chapter, and then it goes on to 38 and 39, which is, like, Revelation and prophecy and, like, all this other jazz. But what's really helpful in the study Bibles for, sections like this that are really hard to understand, in the, what's this called?
I don't know. Like, there are, like, this, like, page notes on this side.
There's, like, a side, there's, like, page things, I don't know. Anyways, there's like a whole list of Bible references, and so, because a lot of times, especially in the Gospels and in the New Testament, Jesus and Paul and all of them are quoting things from the Old Testament, and so it's super helpful because they will have what verse they're quoting.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're studying the Bible, it's really important that you go back to where the original text came from so that you can understand, like, maybe why they're quoting it or what was going on during that time. And so this my study Bible, and I'm pretty sure yours is probably that way too,
mm-hmm.
Has that, like, on every page.
Yeah,
one.
It's super interesting. So definitely investing in materials to help you learn. Another, I guess, way to, like, help you study the Bible and understand it, because obviously there is, like, the, you know, the verses where, like, the feel-good verses that are really important for us to know, and, like, to also, like, not super focus on just the information, but also focus on the relationship. We're not trying to disvalue that aspect in reading the Bible, but it's also important to understand the context, and there's a lot of theology and a lot of fact, more so, or logic-based things that are also needed in your relationship with God to be able to understand what happened. So just wanted to disclaim, put that out there. Another resource that I have recently started using that Holly introduced me to was the Bible Project, and they're awesome. We're doing a YouVersion study right now on the
Minor Prophets,
which is super interesting. And at the beginning of each book, there's a, like, 5 to 7 minute video explaining the context behind the book, what's happening in the book, the history of what's going on, and it's really helpful when you're reading the Minor Prophets. And there's a lot of stuff happening in the Old Testament, which we'll get into next week, but the Bible Project really just helps get a good summary of each book of the Bible. I think it has one for every single book of the Bible, right?
Yeah, so they have one for every book of the Bible. They also have one, like, themes of the Bible and also, like, names of God and characteristics of God and all. Like, they have a crap ton of videos on different subjects, and it's all free.
It's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube, but they also have a website.
And I'm legit. They do free classes. I'm about to start my first one, which is on the Hebrew Bible. Which we'll be pulling a lot of information from that into our next few weeks when we go really in-depth with the Bible. But the Bible Project's a great resource to do information and understand a little bit more about the kind of like the overarching, bigger picture things in the Bible that a lot of times churches don't teach.
Yep.
And so it's really important to take time when reading the Bible. This is not a, you can read it really fast and understand it. No one's going to ever fully understand the Bible, which makes it so cool. But you need to take time to research and understand, because when you take that time to understand, you find that God is so much better than we realize. In the past few years of my relationship with God and just kind of my knowledge, I have learned a lot about context and the Jewish Bible and how different we interpret the Bible than how it's supposed to be defined. And it's very, very interesting. And so I think also researching things that will point you towards Israeli culture and Jewish culture and Hebrew definitions and Greek definitions, because it's very different, which we'll also get into eventually down the line, talking about context and things like that, because that's very important.
There's a lot of websites out there that mm-hmm. help you. I personally use Blue Letter Bible.
I use that too.
Which gives you the original text. Which is really helpful a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And it tells you where else it's said in the Bible also, which is super great.
100%. And also just looking up, you know, scripture is really important. So make sure that you're not reading anything more than you're reading the Bible. That's really important. Kind of like what we talked about last week. Are you spending more time on social media, reading things on social media than the Bible? That also goes for like Christian books and listening to sermons and things like that. But also don't discredit the resources we have by people like John Piper and Tim Keller and David Platt and things like that. There are resources out there to help you understand more of the Bible. And so also exploring other commentaries and other resources that talk about big overarching themes in the Bible or specific books on the Bible. We really, really like those names, like John Piper, Tim Keller, David Platt. Who else?
Matt Chandler.
Scott McKnight. We're reading him right now.
John MacArthur's good.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of anyone else right now.
Bobby Zacharias.
Christy McClellan. She's our fave. So, yeah. And so what we're planning on doing the next 2 weeks of this series, we plan on going in depth in the Old Testament and the New Testament, describing the different sections of the Old Testament, New Testament, and summarizing them and helping you get a good picture of Old Testament and New Testament. Even if you're a new believer or you're not a new believer, we want to provide that information for you just so you can get a kind of all-in-one or two sittings, I guess, technically, because we feel like it's important for us to go into the Bible understanding it, you know, and being able to comprehend what we're reading, and having that good background of the history of Christianity and the history of God and his story and how he's telling it. So next week we're talking about the Old Testament. We're going in depth and we're really excited about it.
Yay!
I know this podcast was a little bit different than the ones we've done before. Holly, is there anything else you want to add?
No.
But we just wanted to kind of set up the stage for the things that we have in the future coming. We just want to thank you guys for your support, and we're so excited for these next few weeks as we dive more into a lot of this, the deep theological stuff about the Old Testament and the New Testament. With all that being said, I'm Emma.
I'm Holly.
And we'll catch you on the Flippity Flap!